Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hello, listeners. This is episode 59 of Art Talk, and today I address the teachings of art and the importance of learning the true skill of representational art. I start with quoting the introduction of an essay named "What Happened to Art Education?" in the Jackdaw magazine, and the quote by Dr. Ian McGilchrist from his book The Master and His Emissary, both imperative for the thought process of this episode. Since its beginning, and until very recently, fine art education has been evolutionary. Received wisdom that the modus operandi of teaching art was static until being gradually upset in the decades after 1945 is an exaggeration. The objective to produce basic competence in practical skills in painting and sculpture was indeed a constant ambition, but the methods by which this was to be achieved were subject to regular twists and turns of emphasis and direction. Even in post-war years, disputes were endemic concerning best practice among reformers before the current impasse of teaching nothing of practical worth had been reached. In contrast to this former development, art teaching today has never been more resistant to revision or extension, more blind either to remedial action or inflection. Some would say that, like the contemporary art establishment, in general, by being so pleased with itself, art education has likewise placed itself beyond criticism. The main difference between art teaching any time from the Renaissance up to the 1960s and today is that previously they taught the skills of observation and craft while leaving the art, between quotes, to abstract imponderables like talent, between quotes, and originality, also between quotes. Nowadays, the focus is exclusively on developing exclusively the art ingredient. This is a little like playing tennis without lines, racket, net or rules, or even an umpire. It used to be accepted that talent was unequally distributed, the unavoidable result being that some artists are demonstrably, visibly more gifted than others. We took this for granted. Now, courtesy of influential godfathers like Joseph Beuys, there is a generally held belief that everyone has innate creativity which only needs unlocking. What can't be disputed is that over the last 60 years, fine art education has undergone a revolutionary upheaval, altering it beyond any recognition from those methods previously adopted. An art college is not a place you now attend to learn techniques, and neither is it a place whose staff are capable of showing you, by encouragement or example, how to acquire them. David Lee, The Jackdaw, summer 2016. You can read the whole essay because the link will be in the show notes. Purely intellectualized, consciously derived art is congenial to the age because it is easy and therefore democratic. It can be made to happen on a whim without the long experience of apprenticeship leading to skill and without a necessity for intuition, both of which are in part gifts, and therefore unpredictable and undemocratic. Skills have been de-emphasized in art, as elsewhere in culture. The atomistic nature of our individuality is made clear in Warhol's tongue-in-cheek ambition for us each to be famous for 15 minutes. We've all got to be as creative as one another, to accept that some people will always be exceptional is uncomfortable for us. Instead of seeing great art as an indication of what humanity can achieve, It comes to be seen as an expression of what another being, a potential competitor, has achieved. But a society is, or should be, an organic unity, not an assemblage of bits that strive with one another. It is as if every organ in the body wanted to be the head. Dr. Ian McGilchrist, in The Master and His Emissary, page 443-444. Recently, I encountered people who shouted loud, literally, that art schools are not necessary, and that projecting your subject, mostly portraits, by the way, to trace it and color it in was as good as drawing and painting life. That it all was just a tool, and that all old masters did it too. I know, people want to express themselves, and all the amateurs out there who found a way to project and trace to color in, start to bring out courses to teach. Teach what? Well, teach how to trace. It shows that there is a great need for proper teachings, proper art teaching, learning the skill, learn how to see, and get the eye-hand coordination. Teach representational art, learn about the materials and how to use it, because that is the true skill you need to become an artist. It will take you where you need to be and want to be. However, we live in a world that has been driven by instant gratification. And that becomes even more apparent now with artificial information processing. It's not intelligence. In my talk with paintings conservationist Kristen de Cataldi, she said that it was a dying skill, hardly to be found. It's a needle in a haystack. The way to use material, to not let your creation fall apart within 6 to 10 weeks or month, will disappear as well, she said. So last week I was asked if I have a degree, a paper that says that I am trained in representational art. How do I do that if art academies do not even teach that? I was privately trained thoroughly from drawing a plaster heads, which I made, by the way, myself, to live painting and drawing in courses. 2 years on the academy with one of the last der Mohicans, Henk Huig, on the Rietveld Academy in Amsterdam. That was not legible for a degree. It was allowed by the then director, who gave Huig, a former teacher, permission to teach those lessons. We, the students, had to tuck our work away because the regular students would otherwise molest the work. Why? It was not a fashion. How? Simply by spraying paint over it or painting things in it. It became thoroughly obvious that what we as students were learning was a dying form of art teaching on the art academies. Proper art teaching of representational art had been made redundant. And the outpour of what we see right now speaks volumes of that lack of skill. So I decided to do some research into what is available, what is actually available for teaching representational art. And I found mainly private studios. Well, all private studios, because no art school is teaching this. One closed its doors in 2020. To start with the last one, Lara, London Atelier of Representational Art. It came to a close in 2020 and hasn't returned yet. There is the Angel Academy in Florence. There's the Charles H. Cecil Studio in Florence. The Umber Studios in the UK. Old Master Academy, where you learn about techniques, together with Drawing Academy based on what students learn in Moscow on the Academy, a 7-year training. And that's online. I did that one also, because you can keep learning. In the Netherlands, it is DARA, D-A-R-A, a studio that teaches courses, and in the US, Sadie Valeri, online classical training in drawing and painting, and Art Life School by Kelly Folsom in Denver, Colorado, who specializes in live painting, still lifes, and landscapes. There are few people I heard of who give workshops privately, but that's all. So yes, I have my plans, and I'm diligently working on them, because art is important. It is not, and never will be, the instant gratification. It is about active listening to the people you paint or draw. It is about learning how to see. It is about the silence, the hours away from your phone, internet, and social. It is a connection with yourself as human being, with the people you paint. And then you can seriously capture emotions that lie beyond the surface of a human face and body, that lies beyond what we now think nature is. It is all about seeing the wonder of humanity and life itself. The words art, artist, and creativity, the one that Joseph Beuys sold out, are outworn and made civilization go into a freefall of instant gratification. The word intuition, also an outworn word. I paint intuitively is easy to say, since how can that be proved? Intuition starts when you focus on your subject, when you talk with the sitter, when you are in silence in nature, or when you or with your still life. Intuition is then that split second you do something of which you can later say, did I do that? Those are insights you receive. Tons of courses are flooding the surface of planet Earth. But the real deal, the one that takes effort, takes passion and time to develop, is difficult to find. A wise friend told me, I see the difference truly between those who use art and those who are true artists. Those who splash words on paper versus true poets. Teaching art from life is a true skill needed to create that organic unity society needs to be and show what humanity can achieve. Thank you all for listening. I will put links in the show notes also. If you have a question, let me know. If you want to discuss this, do it in the comments. I really like that. Thank you. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.